Mary Ciametti lost her college-age son, 20-year-old Christian Ciametti, from alcohol poisoning in 2015.
My son died in the hospital when we found out that he had been binge drinking, and he died from alcohol poisoning, from the effects of alcohol poisoning. I was home from work, and then I was literally grieving and laying on a couch, and I couldn't do anything.
Each year in the U.S., more than 1,800 college students between the ages of 18 and 24 die from alcohol-related injuries, including motor vehicle crashes, the National Survey on Drug Use and Health reports. Despite the potential risks, taking the edge off stress is why some students say they drink.
Definitely for students, at least nowadays, a lot of it is stress. Students like to work hard, play hard mentality, and they, after a long week of classes and overachieving, they want to head to the bar, head to the club, head to their friend's house, and drink.
But experts disagree that drinking relieves stress.
So there is a misperception. A lot of students will say that they drink to relieve stress. But in fact, the studies and the literature show that when students are drinking, it actually increases stress in their lives.
Mitchell urges for stricter alcohol policies at colleges.
We encourage colleges to adopt policies that reduce the access to alcohol, that send the message to students that alcohol and excessive alcohol use are not a normal part of your college experience.
My husband got a phone call.
Ciametti, who now runs a nonprofit to educate young people about the harms of binge drinking, admits that as a parent, she should have been more vigilant of her son's activities.
What I do believe is that as a parent, now, when if anybody asks me, I say, go into their rooms, go into their college dorm rooms, and go see what is in there. Now, looking back, I would do anything I could to get Christian back. And it's too late.
But not too late for other parents to prevent the same thing that happened to Christian from happening to their child.